This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. The recent violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, has led to a new reckoning with the country's history of racism and oppression, and New England has not escaped that debate. For example, in Durham, New Hampshire, a piece of public art at the town post office has sparked a somewhat contentious conversation about history, race, and public memorials. Reporter Jason Moon has the story.
Let them know we're coming.
Town administrator Todd Selig is showing me around the post office in Durham, New Hampshire. Inside, the usual boxes, stamps, greeting cards. There's a long counter where postal workers help customers. But Selig isn't here to show me how the mail works. We're here to see a mural that runs along the top half of the walls inside the post office.
I really can't miss it.
It almost looks like there are posters on the wall, but it's actually painted on the wall.
16 of these painted-on posters make up the mural. Each one depicts a different chapter of Durham's history. And they all come with stirring titles. Relentless Progress shows a train steaming through town. Steadfast Faith shows the Durham Community Church standing proudly. For the most part, the images are idyllic renderings of Durham's beginnings, painted by a local artist.
It was dedicated in 1959 by the Women's Club of Durham with all the best intentions. They didn't set out to create a racist, discriminatory mural set.
But to some, that's exactly what this is. At issue is one image in the mural that shows a Native American. He's crouched behind a bush, eyeing a colonial cabin. He's carrying a bow and arrows, and in one hand is a flaming torch. The image is titled Cruel Adversity. The painting is meant to represent the threat of Native American attacks on the town, including one in particular, the so-called Oyster River Massacre of 1694. During the raid, about 100 colonists, men, women, and children, were either killed or captured.
It portrays the colonists as victims.
Kathleen Blake is a member of the New Hampshire Commission on Native American Affairs. She says the Cruel Adversity mural is derogatory and leaves out the many acts of aggression committed by European settlers.
I mean, it could be the other way around. The Cruel Adversity could be the settlers in the garrison house rather than the Native people who already lived here.
Blake and the Commission on Native American Affairs want this panel of the mural removed or covered. But Postal Service spokesperson Steve Daugherty says that isn't an option.
The Postal Service policy is, you know, this is something that was a piece of artwork that was given to us as a gift back in the late 50s. And as now the curator of that art, our job is to protect it and preserve it for future generations.
The Postal Service has offered to install interpretive text near the mural to provide some of the missing historical context. The job of drafting that text fell to Jennifer Lynch, Postal Service historian. After some research at the Library of Congress and consultation with local experts, Lynch submitted a one-page summary of historical context that could accompany the mural.
I tried to show that it was complicated, and there wasn't one side. One side is always the victim, you know, and one side always the aggressor. It wasn't that way at all. It was a complicated situation, a lot of conflict.
The text describes how an early period of peace descended into a cycle of attacks and reprisals, including the enslavement of hundreds of local Native Americans about 20 years before the Oyster River Massacre. Back in present-day Durham, debate about the mural has made its way into town council meetings. At a meeting last month, Councillor Feroz Kotrak said the image was nothing residents today should be ashamed of.
We should be taking pride in the Western civilization. We should be taking pride in our local history. And I don't think white males have anything to apologize for.
The Durham Town Council doesn't have the power to do much about the mural since it rests in a federal building. But they did voice their support for keeping the mural with interpretive text. Some Durham residents, though, are asking the council to come out against the mural. Diane Tregay is a former social studies teacher from Durham. She told counselors how the mural has affected her classroom and her family over the years.
My daughter, who is 30 years old, recently shared with me how she feared Native Americans from standing in the post office. Many of my former students, some of them your children, have shared their fear that grew from that image.
For now, the issue is on hold. The Native American Commission hasn't decided if they're willing to settle for interpretive text. The Postal Service wants the Commission's input before they would install any text. The Women's Club of Durham, which originally commissioned the mural, is no longer around. But a pamphlet they published in the 1980s suggests they wouldn't mind all the attention the mural's been getting. The pamphlet asks, quote, "What better place than the post office to ensure its display for the entire community and visitors?" For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Jason Moon.